Welcome back to Growing Places, a podcast about all things economic development here in the Sioux Falls metro area, brought to you by the Sioux Metro Growth Alliance.
Welcome back to Growing Places, your regional roundup sharing the stories of economic development in the Sioux Metro. I'm Sheldon Jensen, Economic Development Specialist here with the Sioux Metro Growth Alliance, your host for the Growing Places podcast today. Today, we are joined by a wonderful guest, one of our founding members, founding investors to our communities and our organization, XL Energy. And today we have Eric Pauly. Eric, what's your role with XL Energy?
Yeah, good morning, Sheldon. Thanks for having me. So I'm the Community Relations Manager with XL Energy here in South Dakota.
Awesome. Eric, tell us a little bit about yourself. How'd you get here? How'd you get interested in utilities? You just born with a drive to sell power?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Actually, I'm a farm kid, so I grew up in Northeast South Dakota. I went to Lake Area Tech, got an ag business degree there, and then I went to SDSU for a year. Ended up going to line school out in Mitchell, and that brought me to XL Energy as a whole in Minneapolis as a design contract designer. Was there for a couple years and then moved to Sioux Falls in 2004, took a full-time position with the company. And then 2013, took the community relations role with the company and been in that ever since.
So it's about 10 years now.
Yeah, it goes quick.
Yeah. What interested you about taking the community relations position?
You know, growing up on a farm, that was kind of my backdrop of being able to go and have the coffee talk. I'm an introvert by nature, but I do enjoy working with people overall. I enjoy getting out into the communities and getting to discuss some of the needs that our communities need, whether it be electricity, it might be economic development, which Sioux Metro Growth Alliance is a very big part of. Thus the reason XL Energy promotes and helps out with that as well. So I had a really good background after I worked with the electric piece of it for numerous years, being able to understand what the customers were talking about, what they were looking for, and I could be able to kind of tie those areas together.
Yeah, you have a great background to meet and talk with the community members. Taking a step back, tell us a little bit about XL Energy as a whole.
Yeah, so XL Energy operates in 8 states. We've got North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, a little bit of Michigan, Texas, Colorado, and New Mexico. South Dakota, we probably got about, I think there's a little over 100,000 customers now. We serve just electric in South Dakota. Some of our other states also have natural gas as well. So it's kind of a combination of our headquarters are in Minneapolis. And yeah, I mean, it's a big engine, a lot of different areas to cover. And each area is a little bit different. North Dakota to South Dakota, South Dakota to Minnesota, and so forth. So always keeps us on our toes, but it's fun to see the electric industry changing and evolving over time.
And you're mostly focused on municipalities, or how do you choose where you serve?
Yeah, so in South Dakota, we are governed by territory boundaries through the Public Utilities Commission. So us, compared to the co-ops or any of the other neighboring utilities, we know exactly where we're going to serve. We work closely with them, however, because we do have overlapping territories in various locations, whether it be a residential development, commercial development, and so forth. So we do have a good collaboration with those other partners in the communities. And the end game is really to help all of our customers. So if we can help them, whether it be in their territory, ours, we just want to make the customer happy and do the best thing we can for them.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, how is your role as a community relations manager changed over the last 10 years? Because you've been working in this role for 10 years now.
Yeah, you know, the electric industry has changed overall just because of the fact where it used to be we put in a meter and there wasn't a lot of the energy efficiency stuff that is now in place. So now we're coming in and we're hooking Sheldon up from a service perspective. And then in turn, we're teaching him how to use less of the product we're selling. So it seems a little bit, you know, almost counterproductive. But on the flip side, then we can save some dollars on the generation piece as well. So we can save that money for our customers. From the community relations standpoint overall, now that we're bringing on renewables such as wind and solar in some of those different arenas to the overall platform. It's changing how folks look at their consumption, yeah, how they look at the environment. And there's just a lot of moving parts to the overall energy industry itself.
Yeah. How has renewable energy, like how does XL get its power? You mentioned generation. Where does that kind of come from?
Yeah, we've got a mix of generation all the way from coal, natural gas, wind, solar, and we have some nuclear as well in Minneapolis. It serves our upper Midwest. So we have a pretty broad base of energy generation that we provide to our customers. And we're always looking to do the best we can to keep those costs as low for our customers, because let's face it, right now, it's tough out there, whether it be you're getting groceries or getting gas. It's all coming out of people's pocketbooks. So we're doing the best we can to keep those prices low, keep the lights on for our customers, and do that going forward.
Yeah. What communities is XL in our area?
Yeah. So in South Dakota, we've got, I think there's about 34 communities, some small, some a little bit larger. Mm-hmm. So we go as far north from Sioux Falls being kind of the center. We go as far north as Del Rapids, as far west, you'll get out to a small community called Forestburg. You go south, you're going to get down in the Canton area. And then we go over to the Minnesota border. Now, understand that there are pockets within there where the co-ops also serve, mm-hmm, whether it be Southeastern or Sioux Valley. And then there's also a small municipal here in Sioux Falls that has various pockets within. So we've kind of got that range. And we also cover our Southwest Minnesota territory out of our Sioux Falls office also.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a wide range of things that you do at your job. What's kind of your favorite part of your job?
Yeah, you know, I mentioned it before, getting out and being able to work with the communities directly is really the thing that makes me happy. You know, it's with the energy industry changing so much, it's hard for communities when we start looking at ways that we can give back to our communities and help them out. What might be simplistic for, and we might get into that here a little bit later, but might be simplistic for a Sioux Falls, use an example of some ballpark upgrades or a welcome sign or something of that sort. The smaller communities, not that Sioux Falls has dollars laying all over, but the smaller communities is tougher. They don't have as big a platform to generate tax dollars. And we want to be able to help and give back to be able to put them in the limelight, just like what the bigger communities are that drive people there, whether it be to spend there, whether it be to live there. And on and on. So we're always looking to improve those and try to keep that on a level playing field.
Yeah. Speaking on that, what type of programs do you offer those communities?
Yeah. So there's a wider range of programs that we have. We do have a couple different economic development programs. We have a local economic development program, which is approved each year by the Public Utilities Commission. We take part of that and we drive it out into our smaller communities. Some of the things, as I mentioned before, it could be facade improvement programs. It could be ballpark upgrades. It could be lighting along a walking path, anything to draw folks to those communities and improve them. We contribute to Sioux Metro Growth Alliance on an annual basis as well, because we think that's important with all of the different arenas that they can help the communities out and help them to grow. In the larger communities, as part of that spending, we also contribute to organizations such as the Small Business Development Center and Forward Sioux Falls. We did roll out last year a new corporate economic development program that we're sending out to our communities as a matching program. It's relatively new. We're still working some of the kinks out with it and what that looks like. We have had a couple communities that have taken advantage of that. The Lincoln County Wastewater Feasibility Study, some industrial park studies for a lot of these communities that are looking to grow but don't have a lot of that commercial platform that they're looking to develop in their communities themselves. So that's an opportunity for XL Energy to contribute some dollars, but in turn have the communities have a little skin in the game too and have that partnership that works for all.
Yeah, I mean, we've been able to utilize a lot of these programs in the communities that we serve. I know that local infrastructure or local community development, economic development program we used in Del Rapids with our facade improvement program, and so we're actively looking to improve the exterior of downtown historic Del Rapids, and XL was able to kind of join in that program, and we're grateful for that.
Yeah, we try to keep that, especially the local one, we try to keep that as flexible as possible. It's approved by the Public Utilities Commission on an annual basis. So there's always other sets of eyes taking a look at this. But it affords us that flexibility to be able to give back to some of these communities in some facets that will allow them to grow. I mean, we take some of that stuff for granted with the larger community signs and ballpark upgrades. I mean, think about a ballpark upgrade. It could be a softball field or a baseball field. That draws a lot of folks into the communities during the summer. Well, while they're there, they're spending money at the gas station. They're spending money at the local establishments. They might be staying at a hotel if there's a hotel in the communities. So it really does prove to be a beneficial program. Look at Del Rapids with the facade improvement program, where they're trying to improve their downtown, which makes it attractive for other folks to come there and shop and spend their dollars locally as well.
Yeah. And it's, you know, just an opportunity. And obviously, if you're going to a baseball field, you also buy concessions from the local wrestling team that's selling concessions that day, or whatever type of booster club might be participating in that. And so, I mean, it's good to see that XL is willing to invest back into its community and maintain the lights.
Yeah. You know, it's a big part of it. You know, we're all in this together, and we just want to help our communities grow in any way that we can.
Yeah. And in Salem, we used that corporate economic development grant to, as we created a new organization, the Salem Economic Development Corporation, we didn't have any money. And so we were able to partner with XL Energy and Triotel Communications and get that matching grant to develop an industrial park plan that now we can share with potential businesses and attract people to the community.
Yeah, you know, and that's one great thing that Sioux Metro Growth Alliance has done along the way, is now that we've got some of these economic development specialists such as yourself out in these communities, you know, you're kind of the boots on the ground working to dig into the weeds and find out, okay, what do these communities have? What do they need? What do they want? And it takes dollars. All of it takes dollars. So for us to be able to contribute back to that and partner with an organization like Sioux Metro Growth Alliance, it really gives these smaller communities a voice. It gives them an upper leg up to be able to grow. And it brings kind of that regional approach. You know, a lot of communities, you know, they tend to want to be centric to themselves. But I think we're starting to see a lot more of that regional approach to all of them, because what benefits one could very well benefit others as well. Because if a new business comes into a Lennox, they might very well have people that are living in T. And on down the line. So there's always benefits to all of the communities bringing those extra dollars and impact to the region itself.
Yeah, absolutely. Is that kind of why you yourself have been involved with the organization?
Yeah, you know, economic development is kind of, it's actually kind of grown as part of my position. So I also take care of all of our charitable giving as well. So think of 501c3 organizations, sponsorships, various events. Think of parades or just different activities that our communities are having that we want to be a part of, because we want to be a good community partner to help those folks out as well. We have foundation grants also that we do on an annual basis that we send out by invitation to the communities that allow them to apply for these grants. Again, those are 501c3 organizations, but we utilize those to try to provide a big impact to a wide base of individuals in all the communities that we serve. The economic development piece has always been there. It's just really evolved compared to what it used to be. Kind of like we talked before, because it's not a plug and play anymore where we just plug a meter in and go away. I don't know that we ever just went away, but there's just a lot more moving parts because the industry is just changing so much.
Yeah. And so what do you see in the future of utility world?
You know, there's a lot of renewables, a lot of areas, states, communities are pushing for the renewable piece as far as the carbon-free future. XL Energy announced a while back that we're going to be carbon-free by 2050. The key to that is to actually keep the prices low, however. So we can't just flip a switch and have it happen overnight. You know, there's going to be a mix with all of this. It's going to be our nuclear. We're going to be changing and evolving some of our natural gas operations, always looking to clean those even better than what they are now to help with the environment. You're going to see more solar. You're going to see more wind. We have wind turbines up in Northeast South Dakota. So there's more and more coming. There's some new technologies that are coming that are quite frankly, I'm still learning about them, so I can't really explain them to you, but we know there's some new stuff that has to come along the way. But, you know, everybody wants to have clean air, clean water. And I think we're on a really good path as a company to be able to give the customers what they want and still keep it affordable. Because, you know, when I grew up on a farm, it wasn't abnormal to potentially sometimes have power outages for, it could be a couple days to a week. You don't see that anymore with a lot of the electric industry, just because the technology is there. So when you flip that light switch on, you know it's going to go on. And we flip it off, you know it's going to go off. So a lot of changes.
Yeah, unless you live in Texas, I guess.
That's right.
You talk about these different offerings, from getting a more efficient dishwasher or washing machine. You know, how can people learn about these programs and offerings that Excel might have?
You know, our website is a great resource. If you go to xlenergy.com, you can drill down. If you go down on the bottom of the page, you can drill down to the state that you want. Obviously, South Dakota in this case. Go through there and you can see all, just follow the tabs and you can see all of the different energy efficiency programs that we have here. There's going to be more coming in the future. I think we all know that electric vehicles and things like that are the wave of the future. So as we do some of those pilots in some of our other states, we're learning what works, what doesn't. And as some of these dealers locally start getting more involved, getting more requests, we're going to be involved in that. I don't have a real good pulse on exactly how that will play out yet. It's potential there, I think, for us to be able to own some of those charging stations. I think some of it will be individuals owning some of those charging stations. So it's a work in progress right now, but we know it's coming, not just here, not just statewide. It's coming nationally and really worldwide. They're cool. The electric vehicles are really neat. I think you're going to see a lot more of those in the future. And again, you know, as we mentioned, the renewable piece come.
Yeah, and that all comes down to supply chain too. I mean, if you can't get a charging station, you can't charge your car. But
yeah, that's right. And that's really the biggest piece right now, is for folks to be able to get from point A to point B and make sure the charging stations are there, because we can fill up at a gas station. But if we don't have a spot where they can hook up, and some of them have various adapters that have to be, you know, plugged into, we have to make sure that those are available for those customers to be able to utilize.
Yeah. How are you kind of stepping back from Excel Energy? How are you investing in yourself these days, with your, you know, leadership opportunities and serving on different boards and communities?
Yeah, so I've been involved in a couple different things, and I've been afforded the opportunity to do that through the great company that I work for. Excel Energy always promotes growth within all of the employees in all of the areas that they work. I've been part of Leadership Sioux Falls in the past, and I'm actually presently part of Leadership South Dakota. I know your leader, Jesse Fonkert, was a part of that as well. Great program. Cannot say enough good things about it to be able to learn about the state and all of these great individuals that we have statewide that are looking to make our state even better than what it already is. I mean, I always say there's no better place to live than South Dakota. And I truly mean that. I've been here a lifelong resident. You know, I bounced out of the state for a couple of years and came back, and I just love it. So those are really the biggest opportunities. You know, I was an example of, I bounced around to a lot of different schools and got a handful of different degrees, trying to decide exactly what it was that I wanted to do. I finished the degree completion program through the University of Sioux Falls here, which was a great benefit for me. And, you know, just continually looking for those opportunities to evolve and improve and learn from others. There's so many styles. I've learned that in this leadership class. There's so many different styles of leadership. There's 30 individuals might have 30 different styles and they might all work. So just continually looking to advance on that and improve for myself, which in turn promotes and improves for our customers and all the communities we serve.
So if someone wanted to get a hold of you and learn a little bit more about the community opportunities, the community relation opportunities Excel has, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, you're always welcome to give me a call. In fact, I'll give you my cell phone. I'm not bashful about that. 605-321-6006. And you're always welcome to email me as well. I'm happy to go over any of these programs with anybody that's interested. I do try to get out and make community visits on an annual basis as well, so I can touch base with all the cities and just find out, you know, what's going on, what's been working. it got to be a little bit of a challenge with the pandemic when it went through, because there were some communities well open. They weren't necessarily taking individuals to stop in, and it was kind of the hands-off approach. We're kind of circling that wagon back again and being able to get back out there, which is fun. It's fun to see the individuals, some new faces and some old faces as well, and find out what we can do from an XL Energy perspective to help all of our communities and customers out.
Yeah. As a lifelong South Dakota resident, I'm sure you have a lot of favorite hidden gems out there. And so we always ask our podcast participants, our guests, what their favorite hidden gem outside of Sioux Falls is in the Sioux Metro. So yeah. What do you got for us?
Yeah, you know, I thought about this earlier as far as, you know, just being part of Sioux Metro Growth Alliance for quite a while, you know, and I get to see these communities grow as they've been out and had various discussions and board meetings and, you know, have bus tours. And I'm an awful golfer.
Yeah.
But Del Rapids has an amazing golf course up north. That's probably one of them for me that's always been fun to be able to go with friends and be able to go up there and participate in a round of golf and watch them watch me hack a golf ball, which is never fun for anybody, but it's always enjoyable. You know, and there's a lot of other ones too. I love going down to Harrisburg, Big J's down there, the restaurant, one of my favorites. I'm down there quite frequently with my kids for activities. And, you know, I could find something in each community that is kind of a hidden gem, some stuff that I don't even know about as well. You know, I find that in Sioux Falls as well. You think about the restaurant platform. I mean, there's restaurants all over, right? It's tough to get to them all. But those are probably a couple that really stick out to me.
Yeah. I mean, those are both great opportunities. We might have to hack some golf balls together in Del Rapids this summer.
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
I'm not very good either, so it might be a long round of golf. Well, Eric, it has been a pleasure to have you on the podcast. We'll have to have you back again to talk some more about some different programs that you have and different recipients and kind of hear all about the good things XL Energy is doing in our communities.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate you having me. And for all you folks out there listening, I just want to put a plug in for Sioux Metro Growth Alliance. They have done wonderful work through the years. Their leader, Jesse Fonkert, has really driven this organization to a regional leader. So if you look at some of the individuals that they have working, it's not just a one person ship anymore. We've got multiple employees. I've been fortunate to sit on the board. I'm going to be getting off here at the end of March. I've been on there for a while, but lots of good things happening, really getting into the weeds and working with these communities to help them grow. And if you see them, thank them. And if you got questions, reach out to them, because they're there to help. And that we can also be a good resource too. Jesse and his team know how to get a hold of XL Energy, and we're always happy to partner on a lot of different things. So I look forward to hearing from everybody in the future.
Well, we appreciate those kind words, Eric. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Growing Places. We hope you tune in again next time for another story about the people, places, and businesses that make the Sioux Metro the place to call home. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Growing Places. Follow us on social media at Sioux Metro. Tune in next time to the next episode of Growing Places, and always leave things better than the way you found them.